Hey, Fred, Keith here. Before we start the episode, I just wanted to jump in really quickly to share with you about a little book that I've just put out recently. It's called Breakup: How to Heal and Thrive After a Relationship Ends. You know, I had a marriage of about 24, 25 years end in divorce, and it crushed me. I mean, it really got me down. But after I'd licked my wounds for a while, I decided I need to put together a strategic plan to pivot from this loss into my next chapter. So I put together this little plan that I call Thrive. So if you're going through a breakup right now, or maybe you've just gone through one recently and you could use a little help, I encourage you to look for the link in the show notes and check out Breakup: How to Heal and Thrive After a Relationship Ends. All right, now on with the show. Hello there, and welcome to the Bye Guy Podcast. I'm your host, J. Keith Brown, and this podcast exists to bring help and encouragement to my fellow bisexuals, as well as all others within the LGBTQ plus community. Subjects that we'll cover in this podcast will include sexual identity trauma, shame, family dynamics, relationships, coming out issues, bisexuality, dating, mindset, faith development within the Christian faith, and a whole bunch more. Two disclaimers first, please. I am not a licensed therapist or a medical professional. If you need either of those services, please do consult a licensed professional. Also, the views expressed in this podcast are either those of myself or my guest, and they should be considered as such. All right, grab that favorite beverage of choice, have a seat here at my table, and let's chat on this episode of the Bye Guy Podcast. Hello, what's up, my friend? Welcome to the Bye Guy Podcast. I'm your host, Keith Brown. Thank you so much for tuning in to this particular episode of the podcast. Don't forget, we are putting out two episodes per week. On Wednesdays, it is Table Talks, where I talk about everything I can related to the LGBT community, whether it's relationships, whether it is coming out or trauma or whatever the case may be, or allowing people to tell their wonderful stories or getting insight from experts within the community. So be sure to tune into that. And then on Fridays is something that I have a passion for. It is Bible Talks, where because I'm still a man of faith, I love talking about the Bible, particular text, what maybe it means and how I can apply it to my life. And I'd love for you to come along on this journey every week as we talk about some type of biblical text. So that's what we do here on the Bye Guy Podcast. I really appreciate you listening and taking me along with you wherever you are. That means the world to me. All right. And so I just want to also remind you, you heard the advertisement at the beginning of this podcast about my coaching that mentioned, and I just want to remind you of this. I am available. Obviously coaching is limited, but I still have time available for some folks. I'd love to work with you if you feel that I'm the right fit for you. Now, I also want to remind you, just to make it a little easier of a decision for you, that if you are a new client, I'm going to allow you to get that first session, a 60-minute session for the price of a 30. I do that for a couple of reasons. One is it takes the risk out of it for you because the financial obligation is pretty low. And secondly, it's my way of just trying to make myself available in a way that just makes it appealing so you can give a shot at something I think will really help you. If I didn't believe in my coaching, I wouldn't do it. I've been doing it for 35 years, and I believe that I have helped, oh my gosh, I don't know how many people over that long time, but I'd love to be there for you if you can use it. So do go to my website, thejkeithbrown.com, look under coaching, and check it all out. There are single sessions, there are packages, there are particular topical packages there for you across the board. And there's also some group stuff coming up in 2024. So be sure to check back with that. Keep an eye out for it because I think it's some good stuff coming your way. Okay. All right. Enough of that. Let's talk a little bit about the topic today. And again, this is a Table Talks episode where we talk about everything I can related to the LGBT life and community and network. So I was thinking about this episode, and I was just wondering, okay, what did I want to share with you today? What did I want to talk about? And I sort of take inspiration from my life, things that I'm facing myself personally, or things that maybe I'm seeing a lot in my clients, or questions I get on social media, or whatever the case may be. So I do a lot of this, and I try to get inspiration wherever I can. So this particular episode is kind of inspired in an unusual place, and that is in my writing.
you know me through this podcast and my social media and things like that, probably as the bi guy, the teacher coach to the bi community and beyond. And that's fine. That's my main work. That is my business. That is what I do. But what you may or may not know is that for probably 20 plus years, I don't even remember how many exactly. When you get to be my age, time just kind of goes crazy, so I don't even know. But for a long time, I have been a published author. So I have put out probably three or four nonfiction books. I think there's one that's still actively published now. You can find some of the others, but I do still have one that is actively being published, a nonfiction. And most of my books, however, are fictions. I love to write story. I love to write novels and just be creative and lose myself in writing novels. So that's one of the pleasures, the guilty pleasures, if you will, of my life. I love writing and I love writing books. Now, I just had a book come out. And so today, this is not about being an author or writing, but I do want to get to what I want to talk to you about, but I got to kind of set it up. So bear with me just a little bit. I had a book come out December 1st or thereabouts, a brand new novel. It's the first book in the Surf City series, which this book is a romance slash suspense book. And it's in digital and paperback. Hint, hint, go check it out. It's called Second Chances. So anyway, I had this book come out. And so I started the, publicity of it, the releasing of it, trying to get book signings and talk about it. And I have a whole nother social media and website for my books. And so I was doing all this work. And also, I had was just finishing the first book in another series that I started. So I haven't really written a lot of series before. I've written a lot of fiction, but they've been standalone novels. This particular time, I decided I wanted to write two series. So I've got one series that takes place at the ocean, and I've got another series that takes place in the Blue Ridge Mountains. So they're very different types of books. They're very different storylines, whatever. But one of them, the one at the beach, had just finished, and it was published in December, and I had just finished the first volume in the Mountain series. Or so I thought. And here's the point that I'm going to get to. All right. I woke up one morning because obviously this book I had been, it's kind of hard to publicize and try to sell one book and write another one, but that's what I was doing. So my mind was a little bit, and plus run this business. So my mind is quite busy, I assure you. But anyway, I was thinking about these books, and I woke up one morning. And I thought about the book that I just finished writing. And here's the whole thing about this. This book had already been turned over to the editing and proofing of the book. I mean, I'd already submitted it. I had spent numerous times rewriting. I had gone back and worked on the story. I had, spent hours and days and months writing this book. And it was finally done as far as I was concerned. And I passed it along to people with better eyes and perhaps a little smarter in this area than me so that they could do their magic so that we could put this book out to the world sometime in 2024. But here's the thing. I woke up on this morning, this particular morning, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I wasn't happy with the ending to that story. I know. We're talking about a book that I had already finished. I'd already submitted. And here I'm waking up in the morning going, you know what? I don't really care for that ending. And the main reason is this. And I'm going to let this out of the bag because it's not part of the book now. There was a really key person in this book that died at the end of the book. Spoiler alert. Well, not really, because again, it's been changed. But I woke up this morning, not this morning, but that morning, and I thought to myself, I don't really like the way that book ended. There was a part of me that didn't really want to see this character die. The character had become part of the story, became, in my opinion, a pretty important part, and gave some life and significance to the story. And I thought, you know what? I don't want this character to die. I want this story to continue with this character in it because I'm doing at least three more volumes in the series. And I thought, oh my gosh, what do I do? And truthfully, I didn't think my readers would want this guy to die. So, as soon as I could, I shared this information with these other folks that I had submitted the book to. And I got on my laptop. And I did something that sends a shiver down the spine of any author. I went to the end of that book and I began to go back into the book, page after page, until I got to a point where I thought the story could begin to deviate. I highlighted all of those pages. And then I hit the delete button. I know. Hours, days, months poring over every single one of those words, every line, every paragraph, every page, writing this story, finally getting to the end and believing it is done. And then on this whim, this desire, or this true want, I go back into the book and hit delete. So here's the first thing that I was reminded of. Those of us who are part of the community, those of us who have lived our lives often filled with ugliness and banishments and unwelcoming spirits and all types of negative abuses and misunderstandings. Sometimes we are living lives that are driven and created in light of all this stuff, all this baggage, all this bad junk. And it suddenly reminded me that sometimes in our life, we've got to remember that our life is a story. And it's a story that we, as I said in an earlier podcast, are helping to co-create. And because of that, there may be a point in time where we have to reach over and hit the delete button on that ending that we're currently heading toward. In fact, you may not even realize where you're going or where you're heading because this is the only life you've experienced. This is the only path that you've taken. This is the way that all this stuff has put you towards your future. But if you take the time to think about the ending of the story, your story, you may then suddenly decide, wait a minute, that's not where I want it to go. That's not what I want the character of my story to experience. That's not where I want the ending to get to in my story. And if that is the case, then maybe I need to be an active writer in my story and hit the delete button on some of the garbage, some of the stuff that I am placing on my shoulders and taking forward in my life. I have to be determined that I am going to delete some of that continual negative thinking in my mind. I'm going to delete some of that judgment that people have put upon me in my life. I've got to delete some of the expectations that people have for me in my life. I've got to delete some of that false thinking that I have taken upon myself in my life. I've got to delete so that I can create and drive forward to an ending that's going to make me happy. That's going to make me feel that my life mattered, that my life does matter, and an ending that's going to give me more joy than I've ever experienced in my life. Because I don't know about you, friend. That's what I want for my life, and that's what I want for yours as well. I want one day for you to get to a point in your life where you go, like, you know what? I am just absolutely kicking it. I am happy. I am joyful. I am free. And to do that, you have to do what is hard. It was incredibly hard for me to go to my story and hit delete. All that work, all those pages, all those hours, all those months deleted in one little fraction of a second. But it was necessary for me to create a new ending, a new plan, one that I really enjoyed, one that I really am proud of, one that I really am excited about. And we have to do the same thing in our lives. And don't forget that you are writing your story. Some of you, and I say this lovingly, compassionately, because I've been there. For a lot of my life, I was there. You are letting other people write your story. Let me say that again for the people in the back. Some of you are letting other people write your story. No. Enough is enough. This is your life. This is your story. I think it's important for us to go to the end, get that vision of what we want our lives and our future and the end of our lives to look like. I think it's important for us to get that in our minds. But sometimes when we do that, we can feel overwhelmed. We can think, oh my gosh, how am I ever going to get there? What am, you know, how is that ever going to be possible? And we go like, well, I just don't think it is. So I'm not going to do anything. So let me just remind you from this old author. We're never going to get to 250 pages by simply looking at the end of 250 pages and hoping somehow to get there. How do you get to 250 pages? You get there by writing that first page. And how do you get to that first page? By writing that first word. So if we take that lesson to our lives, this is my second lesson. So the first one is this. Be willing, determined, and sometimes even eager to hit the delete button in your life. Whatever needs to go. It ain't easy, but necessary. The second thing I would tell you is take one step at a time. Sometimes we can get overwhelmed with all the things we want to change, all the traumas we want to heal, all the stuff. It becomes very big and sometimes more than we can even get our heads around. But just do this. Take one step. The very next step. Write the very first word, the very next word in your life novel. And when you do that, you're going to learn that each step leads to one more, leads to one more, leads to one more. I can tell you, this old author, many times, he starts and he stands at his computer, pulls up a blank document. There is nothing on the page. And I have to start with that first line. And the next thing you know, through a lot of hard work, a lot of determination, a lot of commitment, a lot of consistency, the next thing I know, I've got 200 and some pages to a story. The same thing's going to happen to you when you start owning your story. Are you in? If you need help, reach out to me. You don't have to do this alone. Until next time, heal your hurts, move your mountains, and may God bless you. Bye-bye, my friend.
Well, there you go, my friend. Another episode of the By Guy Podcast. I don't know about you, but that went way too fast for me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Please do make sure that you are subscribed or following. And if you can, on whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast, please do give it an honest 5-star rating. I really do appreciate that. That helps us grow this podcast, and I need folks like you to help me do that. Also, if you can really think about becoming a Patreon member of this podcast, for only $5 a month, that money will go to help put this podcast out to the world. I really would appreciate it. And of course, you can cancel at any time. There's a link in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget, heal your hurts, move your mountains, and may God bless you.